Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Welcome to Foundation Friday, July 28, 2017. Steve Cypress here. As always, this is a foundational basic tip for the newbies to effective marketing, sales, advertising, and the advanced marketers, advertisers, salespeople, business owners, entrepreneurs can take the day off and meet me tomorrow on Success Story Saturday. So let's get right to it over the day. And today it is this whopping leather rhino with like marbles for eyes. And he's very cool, very substantial, very big. I think it's like a paper mache with the leather over it, shaped into a rhino. Very cool. And today's, it's very fitting for today's topic, which is, does size matter? When it comes to advertising, this is one of those common questions I get asked. In fact, even worse, it's of people making, and they don't even ask. I used to be a business owner. I shared yesterday on Throwback Thursday that did everything on my own. I was independent, seat of my pants. I am independent. I am a business owner. I own the business. What I say goes. And I was just not sharp enough to have a mentor, a consultors, anyone to give me some guidance. I didn't even like read books and attend conferences and seminars and take courses on entrepreneurship and marketing and advertising and sales. I stumbled my way into doing some things that worked and the business took off. I shared that yesterday, but I made some humongous mistakes as well. And I see other people doing the same. Don't even ask and make mistakes. So today's question, does size matter? Unfortunately, I'd love to tell you that it does not, but I will illustrate it with a simple point. I showed you the rhino of the day. What do you think of this one? Is this not impressive or what? Huh? What? What's that you say? You can barely see it? No kidding. It is this teeny tiny little rhino. And it's very cool when you can actually see it and look at it, but it's fairly easy to miss, especially whenever it's anywhere near this guy. So if I said, look at these two rhinos, which one does your eye go to? Which one do you think? You know, I don't even have to ask, but here's the deal. If you're going to advertise on TV, do you think it makes sense to, I mean, for if you're results oriented, do you think it makes sense to advertise on, you know, 3 a.m. on channel 462 once a week? Or do you think you'd get better results if you were on prime time at whatever, 8, 9 o'clock at night on a network or on a top cable channel? During the prime time. If you're on the radio, do you think it makes sense to be on during the drive time in the morning with the most listeners, or again, to be on like 2 a.m. on a Saturday night? So if you're looking at it from the perspective of what's the cheapest, well, then no, you don't need any help with that. You just look at their rates and you go the cheapest. So if I said, what's the least rhino I could have, I would say this one. But if I said, what's the one that's going to get the most attention, pretty sure it's an easy answer, folks. Same thing with the timing of a radio or TV ad, and the same thing with the size of an ad that you put into a newsletter or a newspaper or a magazine. You know, think about it. Not only does it get more attention, of course, but it throws off more of a perception that your company is solid. And when you say we're the best, if you say that in a teeny tiny, hey, we're the best, like, does anyone really believe that? But just by doing this, you say, hey, we're number one in this area. People thinking, yeah, you know, this guy's just starting out or doing so bad he's going out of business, or he's penny pinching with his ad. I'm sure he's penny pinching with his tools and with his dental chair or with his whatever he's going to do the job with. He's probably penny pinching on everything or can't afford it or is going out of business or whatever. But this guy must always insist on the best, sees himself as the biggest and the best. And some people want to go with the small little guy. Those are your tire kicking worst customers, clients, patients of all, the troublemakers, the ones that will give you bad reviews if you do anything, because they're always just looking for the cheapest anything. But the affluent, the best, very best customers, clients, patients want to see some substantial stuff. They want to have some trust. They want to believe. And I work with a lot of people that my clients and customers, they'll sponsor events. They'll get a booth at an event. Well, you know, you can tell the ones that do it wrong. They're always complaining, oh, you know, I got in this crappy position in the back corner behind the whatever. Nobody sees me. I assure you that the guy with the front and center quadruple space right where people come in, and he gets some stage time up at the event, and he's mentioned prominently in the program with the full page, and everyone else gets the little bit. Sure, he's not complaining. He is raking in the dough from that event. And the same thing if you're sponsoring a high school football team calendar. You can put the little tiny whatever square in the corner. You can say, I want to make the splash. I want to make the impression. I want to show I'm the one. In fact, sponsors of things get really appreciated. If you're sponsoring an event, people feel an obligation pretty much to at least go say hello to the sponsors, and it's your business to lose, your job to lose if they, you know, they're going to give you the benefit of the doubt and want to do business with you. If you're sponsoring that high school football yearbook, they say, wow, they understand that you're sponsoring it, you're making their programs possible or their posters possible or their trip to wherever possible for the football team or the senior trip, and they want to reciprocate, do business. So anytime you're doing a sponsorship or placing that or anything, for crying out loud, of course, size matters. So it's kind of go big or go home, okay? If they, you know, I just want to sort of be in there, just be prepared to complain about your lack of results. And if you're okay with that, then go as cheap as you possibly can. But if you want to make a splash and get the best results, yeah, I'm here to tell you. And so are these rhinos. They're here to illustrate on Foundation Friday a foundational basic point of all marketing is size does matter. Not only does this get more attention and portray more of an image as an established, trusted, the big dog in the area, it's even big is in there, the word, but doesn't it give you more space to tell your story, to put some before and after photos, to include 7 or 8 or 10 testimonials from happy clients in that, instead of, I don't have any room to put those in. How about your phone number is readable enough? Well, I got to put my phone number readable in the small ad and my name and my logo. And there's really not much room for much else. Like, whose fault is that? So go big or go home, folks. If you want to get the very best patients, customers, clients, then you want to put yourself forward as someone with enough self-respect, enough self, great self-worth and self-impression. Then, of course, you say, I insist on the back cover. I insist on full page. I insist on the centerfold. I insist on doing things right. I insist on my phone continues to ring off. Foundation Friday, folks. I see everyone, the advanced people that are usually with me are taking the day off, as well you should. And I'll be back tomorrow with Success Story Saturday. Thanks anyone watching on the replay. And we'll see you there. And I'll have another Rhino of the Day who won't quite be the big dog, but he also won't be the teeny tiny guy that's saying, yeah, I'm just a teeny tiny guy, and I want to complain after I do my advertising that it really didn't work and didn't get a lot of attention. I didn't get a lot of calls, didn't make them out of money, like make a lot of money. That's where we go small. You want to have results, go big. Sorry, I wish I could tell you that wasn't the case, but in my experience of working with thousands and thousands of advertisers and placing thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars worth of ads myself, I love to tell you that it's otherwise. However, I think we all know size does matter. Over and out for Foundation Friday. See you back here tomorrow on Success Story.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.